Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
He's going to begin reducing the troops that he sent there, not the troops that were there when he took office. He added 30,000 troops, and now he's talking about pulling back 10, and by the end of the year, back 33, really pretty much just pulling the surge back. That to me looks like no progress in any direction. It's two steps forward and two steps
backward. There's a talk radio caller who doesn't think much about President Obama's plan for troop withdrawal in Afghanistan. That's where we get started this hour as we begin a new week of reviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We review normally on Monday most of the Sunday morning talk programs on television. So we start with CBS's Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer thinking out loud that the president is on the right track with his drawdown of troops.
Back when America was bogged down in Vietnam, the debate came down to, we aren't making much progress there, but if we cut and run, it will send a dangerous message to the world. George Aiken, then the longtime senator from Vermont, had a solution. He said simply, declare victory and leave. President Obama didn't declare victory the other night, but he declared enough progress to begin the withdrawal from Afghanistan. For sure, we ran the terrorists out of there, but the question now, will it be strong enough to keep them from coming back? For all we spent trying to build a stronger nation there, we are reminded again of what we always forget, that when it comes to democracy, one size does not fit all, and when it comes to nation building, we can help others, but we can't do it for them. Perhaps the president recognized that when he said, America, it is time to begin nation building at home. Or maybe he was just facing up to the new reality. Whatever our good intentions, we can no longer afford nation building at home and abroad. We just don't have the money anymore.
And we haven't had it for quite a while in reality, right? 800-510-8255. How can we tap into your mind to find out in a better, stronger way what information you want to share with us? Enlighten us with your thoughts on the presidential decision to get out of Afghanistan. Well, take a few troops out of Afghanistan. Were it up to me, I would take all of them out tomorrow. From CNN, Candy Crowley talking to Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, who thinks we need to stay in Afghanistan until the job is done. What in the world is he talking about would be my question.
Now let me ask you about Afghanistan. You want to bring down U.S. spending. We are talking about a huge expenditure, $10 billion a month in Afghanistan. Should we be pulling out more quickly?
Well, I think we either need to be committed, win, finish the job, or we need to get out. I'm concerned about what the president said this week.
Well, which do you prefer? Should we get out or should we?
No, I think we have to finish the job to honor the people who have lost their lives, all those who have been maimed. It is something I'm very concerned about, but I've talked to too many families who've lost people. I've visited too many people at Walter Reed who've given everything they've got. We owe it to ourselves and these people to finish the job. I honestly think if the president would follow his general's advice, as he has been up to this point, and allow the troops to stay and finish the fight over the next couple of years, then we could get them out. But the most expensive thing to do may be to withdraw too quickly and find ourselves back in a fray again and starting over.
Senator John McCain would call that an isolationist trend in the Republican Party. Do you think that's so?
Call what an isolationist?
He calls, we're having some Republicans now saying we ought to pull out, we ought to get out, that we've already gotten Al-Qaeda. And so, unlike you, there are Republicans.
That's hardly isolationist. I don't think John McCain's being fair on that. I think when we look at things like Libya, and I think that's where he's used the isolationist, it's not a matter anymore what we want to do or what we should do. I mean, we certainly want to protect lives in Libya and Yemen and other places. Frankly, we can't afford it anymore. We can't continue to be the sugar daddy to the world when we have to borrow money from China to do our missions in Libya. We have to realize, as Gates has said, as our chief of Joint Chief of Staff has said, that our biggest threat to national security is this debt. And it comes back to where we started, Ken. If we can't balance our budget, we not only can't protect the people in Libya, we're not going to protect the people in South Carolina and all across America. We're running out of money. And we're going to find ourselves on our knees not only to China for credit, OPEC for oil, but we may be on our knees to our terrorist enemies because we don't have the resources to protect ourselves. It's time to go to the mat on this spending.
Well, so what is he saying? It's kind of contradictory. Jim DeMint, the Republican senator from South Carolina, thinks we need to stay until the job is done. What is he talking about? The job is never going to be done. You can't do it because you don't understand how the Taliban is. They're here today and gone tomorrow. What a ridiculous, foolish point, in my opinion. And as far as the spending is concerned, that's the contradiction. We can't keep doing all of the, what do you call it, sugar daddy of the world, because we have to borrow money from China to do it. So why would we stay in Afghanistan? Because there's nothing to do. What is there to do? What are you talking about? And honoring the men and women who have died over there would be, it seems to me, to pull out and call it a day before you waste any more lives. 800-510-8255. Because this is the reality. You may have seen some of the information from Egypt. There were polls conducted over the weekend showing some interesting results. According to the Gallup poll, 75% of Egyptians are against the U.S. giving aid to political groups there. 68% think the U.S. will attempt to exert direct influence on the political future of Egyptians, and two-thirds of Egyptians feel the U.S. isn't really serious about establishing democracy in the Middle East anyway. So how much have we been involved for, what, $4.3 billion a year in aid we've given to the Egyptians? And that's what we get for our involvement, huh? 800-510-8255. Protect your interests at home. That's perhaps the best way to look at this. I'm very eager to hear from you. Welcome in to the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 13 and change past the hour. Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
It's not often motorists receive recognition for doing something right. During June, in support of National Safe Driving Month, Motorola Mobility will reward drivers who commit to responsible driving behavior through its Responsibility on the Road program. Eric Estrada, star of the classic TV hit show Chips, has more.
In select cities, Motorola has teamed up with law enforcement to give Motorola Bluetooth devices to select motorists who pledge to follow their state and local hands-free laws. During National Safe Driving Month, you can visit facebook.com/Motorola to take the Responsibility on the Road pledge. In return, you'll receive 50% off Motorola Bluetooth hands-free devices.
Hands-free devices like the Motorola Roadster make it easy to make calls or receive and respond to a text message while keeping your hands on the wheel. For more information, visit Motorola.com/Roadster.
How do we celebrate summer? Saving money with e-values.
Member Nicole Recker on the Sam's Club e-value saving celebration. June 29th through July 4th, save on top of already low Sam's Club prices, like $50 off a Samsung 40-inch LED TV,
$2 off artisan fresh chicken sausage, $1 off seedless watermelon,
and more. Not a member? Join June 29th through July 4th. Get the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. E-values at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
800-510-8255. Okay, so we're into the Afghanistan withdrawal. And here from Fox News, John Scott talks to a panel of people about the news media's reaction to the president's plan for the drawdown.
The drawdown plan, Judy, got mixed reaction. What about the media reaction?
Well, I think it was mixed is a kind and charitable description of the way most of the media reacted, reflecting the actual import of what the president said. I want to salute Les Gelb, who had this story in the Daily Beast 3 weeks ago, and it wasn't picked up, saying the president was going to go for all, taking out all of the 33,000 that he put in over 12 to 18 months. And he was right, and nobody kind of followed him until now.
The plan, as he put it forward, didn't seem to please anybody, Cal. The president's supporters want everybody out yesterday, and yet military leaders seem to be saying, you know, this is too much too soon.
Right.
Did the coverage reflect that?
It did, and from the right and from the left. I see a disturbance in the liberal force right now, as demonstrated by the LA Times.
You're sitting next to me.
That's right. Yeah, you do look a little like Jabba the Hutt. The LA Times opinion piece by Andrew Malcolm, that, quote, the president is in a mess of his own making, and in The Nation, one of the most liberal publications in the country, John Nichols wrote that the Libya war is undeclared, unconstitutional, and unnecessary. So he's getting on Afghanistan, and he's getting on Libya. Now, I believe, of course, that the media are going to consolidate around Obama by the time of the election, but right now they're not very well pleased.
Charles Krauthammer, Jim, called it an anti-war speech, essentially, an anti-war announcement, and pointed out that the idea of having 33,000 troops out by the end of next summer positions the president just as voters are getting ready to go to the polls or getting ready, you know, to think seriously about the election in November.
What a cynical man that Charles Krauthammer is. I mean, look, I mean, Cal touched on it. I mean, the dovish left hates this policy and this speech, and the hawkish right, including Krauthammer, also dislikes it, although there are a few Ron Paul, more than a few Ron Paul-type libertarians who also hate it because they more agree with Dennis Kucinich as the vote in the House represented. I think what's been most interesting to mainstream reporters who at least try to hide their ideology is all these process questions. This has been the most telegraphed policy discussion, probably going back ever since 2009 with all the flap over General McChrystal and so on. Is Petraeus on board? Is Gates on board? Is Admiral Mullen on board? What about Vice President Biden? Where does Tom Donilon sit? I mean, the reporters are so inside this story, picking out everybody inside the administration. And so they're doing the TikTok, which is very difficult to make a policy work when reporters are picking on the details like that.
The president referenced, Alan, one of the highlights to this point of his administration, the capture and killing of Osama bin Laden, or the tracking down and killing of him. Was that he was criticized in some circles for bringing that up? Is that criticism?
He's going to be criticized in some circles by no matter what he does. Jim, hello, Jim and Cal. He's going to be criticized. By the way, we had a dispute with Krauthammer because if he's cynically doing this to back it up, to back time it to the election, and he's only taking out enough troops that represent the surge, he is still left with twice as many troops as were there when he became president of the United States. So to say that cynically he's doing this to kind of help himself get reelected, his base wants nothing to do with this. And that's been represented in the media as well.
All right, this is Alan Combs along with Judy Miller, Cal Thomas, and Jim Pinkerton, who are the Sunday morning gang usually you see on Fox News. The drawdown, the discussion of the president, some callers on Afghanistan, all that coming up. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, 23 past the hour. Doug Steffens here with the overview of the hot hits in talk radio from the Weekend Review. Here, radio host Joe Bartlett speaks to New York Congressman Bill Balzano about the president's plan for the drawdown in Afghanistan.
What did you think of his decision on withdrawing troops from Afghanistan this week?
I have tremendous respect for the president, but that was just too little, and he has to go farther, and I cannot support his plan. We cannot stay in Afghanistan with massive troop strength till 2014 without continuing to sap the economic vitality of this country and having a huge negative impact on state and local budgets. I'm talking as a New Yorker here. You know, we're talking about losing 6,000 teachers, 20 firehouses, and meanwhile we spent $120 billion in Afghanistan last year in a war that we will ultimately not be able to win. I think we've had an impact, to say the least. But, you know, bin Laden's dead. Al-Qaeda is in a state of confusion. We need those resources here. We need to bring our troops back and protect them. First of all, we don't need to put them in harm's way for a war that ultimately is not going to be cleanly won. But more importantly for the economy, if we don't start turning around our economy and investing here, we're going to have a huge problem long term. So it's time. I'm saying all the troops home by the end of 2012. We cannot continue to drag this out.
Well, I mean, that's I thought what the president announced was risky. That, I mean, your plan is just basically it's we're done, right? I know I'm sick and tired of it. I mean, I'd like everybody to be home, but don't you worry that this? I mean, again, what they say is it could be a haven for terrorism again.
Joe, listen, we've proven with the drones, with airstrikes, with having bases nearby, and we see, Lord knows we have plenty of other bases in the region. We have our naval capacity. We're going to be able to go in there when we need to if a specific problem emerges. And I think it would make sense to keep some bases there. What I'm saying is large-scale troop strength, that has to end. Because if the danger is terrorists reemerging, we're not going to deal with it on the ground. We're not going to win that on the ground. We have been winning that with the drones and the airstrikes. If the danger is something in Pakistan, you're not going to win that with massive troop strength in Afghanistan. That's a separate issue that has to be treated. But right now, if we're not economically strong, if we can't afford to have teachers, if we can't afford to have firehouses, if our economy keeps lagging That's a greater threat to our national security. I believe that in my heart.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I'd much rather build a firehouse or keep a firehouse open in New York than build one in Kandahar.
All right, so here's another radio guy named Gary Hoffman speaking about the comments made by Admiral Mike Mullen about the president's plan for drawdown.
He'll bring home a couple of brigade-size groups of guys and gals, about 5,000 soon, within the next, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks, I think it was, and then another 5,000 by the end of this year or early next year. So within 6 or 8 months, we'll have 10,000 fewer than we do now. The surge was about 33,000, so that's why the number is, that's why you hear that number, 33,000. And by next summer, all 33,000 are supposed to be out. But that would still leave 68,000 American troops in Afghanistan. And if I remember right, that's more than when President Obama took office. So he's not abandoning Afghanistan. Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, was talking before a House committee about the plan. And I told you, he wasn't so sure about it at first, and he admitted as much in his testimony. But he was careful to say that his opinion about the plan does not mean that he doesn't fully support it.
There's no jumping ship here. Quite the contrary. We will have at our disposal the great bulk of the surge forces throughout this and most of the next fighting season.
All right, there's Admiral Mike Mullen about the president's plan for the drawdown. All right, a lot of hoopla here, it seemed to me. We might find a couple of things that are new in this discussion. That's your challenge. As you want to call, help yourself to 800-510-TALK.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The weekend talk programs, the Sunday morning news, the so-called news programs on the various networks, usually become the fodder for our conversation. Afghanistan and whether we ought to get out or not. I thought the most ridiculous comment came from Senator DeMint. What did you think? Oh, the whole thing's ridiculous. The fact that we these people all want to throw brickbats at whomever. George Bush started it when it was obvious where bin Laden was, and then was able to, in some way, shape, or form. I'm still shocked at how mindless people were, some of the people that we all respect the most on both sides of the aisle, going into Iraq, and then what it's cost us to be there, billions of dollars a day, a week, a month, and what have we accomplished? We haven't, in anything we've been involved in since Korea. We haven't come out as a clear victor, and yet we keep doing this. What is it with you who support this sort of thing? 800-510-8255. Bill from Maryland, thinking about Afghanistan.
You know, everyone keeps saying, is Afghanistan going to be able to take care of itself? Has Afghanistan ever been able to take care of itself? Probably not. They grow poppies. They don't have really a civil society. We go in there and try to build a nation. And just, you know, what we have to keep in mind is every dollar we spend over there, 42 cents of it is being borrowed from the Chinese.
All right. So there's a hard fact. Why are we doing this? Again, that would be what I'd ask Senator in a minute. I don't go back to what he said. I don't understand him, actually. 800-510-8255. Connie is in Toledo on bringing the troops home.
I just have one comment. I was watching the local news, the Toledo News, and they had a blurb on there about 3,600 Buckeye brigades are now being deported to Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'm considering why President Obama says they're bringing home 10,000 this summer, but yet we're sending 3,600 of our Buckeye brigades over there. They called them up, and now they're standing waiting on guard to go over there. So now, really, he's only bringing home, what, 6,400? He's not bringing home 10,000 because he's sending over 3,600 just from Ohio. I'm wondering how many other states are getting their men called up. And I also think if this continues, we need to install the draft so some of these rich kids, some of these politicians' boys, can go out there and risk their lives.
800-510-8255. Interesting thought, Connie. Thank you for calling us and promising the pullout. It's supposed to begin next month, remember. The president permitting his commanders to decide some of the critical details, including the number of troops to depart first and whether any of those will be combat forces. Providing that leeway seems to be important, and the idea came from General Petraeus, who's the top commander in Afghanistan until he comes home to, I think he's running the CIA, isn't he, under the New World Order. So they're pacing the phase of withdrawal. Obama says in the address last week that he was ordering 10,000 troops home by the end of the year, 23,000 more leave by September of next year. So what is, okay, so you got 33,000 that were sent in December of 2009. Why are we leaving anybody there? Don't you want to know the answer to that question? Bob is in Pennsylvania with his thoughts here on the countdown.
I think it's a big mistake to pull troops out of Afghanistan. I think we need to put more troops in there. I think they need to be there in perpetuity like they are in so many other countries. And I think that the good thing about taking 10,000 troops out of Afghanistan is that that way we can put them on the ground in Libya. That's where we need to fight next.
My God. Woo! 800-510-8255. There currently are about 100,000 troops in Afghanistan, in case you didn't know what the actual number is. The Petraeus successor is Marine Lieutenant General John Allen. He'll be giving the flexibility and deadlines and figure out what to do and how to get them out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This plane, send them over there, put them on the planes and bring them home. Josh, you're in Alabama, and you have thoughts on Afghanistan.
I do believe we need to draw our troops up out of there as soon as possible. Yes, I do. I do not believe that we should be spending all the money that the United States spends to help them rebuild their country. They got themselves into this pickle. Germany, fellow countries that we've went to war with in the past, has rebuilt their own companies and made them proud companies for themselves. If we continue to support their own inadequacies in life, they will never get no better.
I think inadequacy is what you're saying, sir. How much money are we going to spend to rebuild the country? How much money is it going to take to rebuild this country? It's phenomenal how much money. And the average person doesn't even begin to understand what these dollars are. Your tax dollars at work doing what? What are we doing over there? Questions. Not a lot of answers, but a lot of good discussion. Thank you. In a moment, we move on to the presidential race, because there's a lot of discussion about that. The poll showing Michelle Bachmann doing about the same as Mitt Romney. How's that do when it comes to your excitement quotient? We'll find out in a minute here on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey, parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and be book smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be book smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
All right, back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 17 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing now the latest discussions on the radio and on television about the presidential race. From NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to Matt Bai from the New York Times, Caddy Kay from BBC, and David Brooks from the Times about the latest poll out of Iowa, which shows that Mitt Romney and Michelle Bachmann are tied for first on the day when Ms. Bachmann says she's going to announce officially she's running for the presidency.
Look at the poll from the Des Moines Register. First polling that we've gotten out of that important state. Romney and Bachmann neck and neck. This is, Matt Bai, good news for Bachmann. She had a strong debate. She's from Iowa. She's announcing tomorrow. Bad news for Pawlenty, who really needs to show strong there.
Yeah, I mean, how many times can a person announce? There's just a lot of all of them are going to announce three times. We're going to be going through this a lot. You know, it reminds me when I think about it, David, you played these games at, like, amusement parks where you squirt the water through the hole and the horse moves. We're about two squirts into this. And the first poll at this point, it started later than usual. This is the first poll out of Iowa. You know, obviously, if you're somebody who's down at 3 and 4%, you have cause for concern. If you're Michelle Bachmann, that's a great start. But, you know, we need something to all talk about, and we talk and write about data that I think is largely meaningless at this point. These folks have to get out there, introduce themselves, make their case, and that process just has to
happen. But speaking about making the case, John Huntsman, who you write about in the Times Magazine, as I said, was there in front of the Statue of Liberty this week, although you couldn't actually see it in the camera shot of him announcing. This is in part what he said.
And today, I'm a candidate for the office of President of the United States of America. My kids can't believe I just said that.
David Copperfield made the statue disappear.
Yeah, right. Kennedy, there were not rave reviews for this, and a lot of questions about where Huntsman actually fits in this race.
Yeah, particularly in this primary process. Look, you can paint a plausible scenario for him giving President Obama a good run for his money if he manages to get the nomination. But whether he can get the nomination with some of his past positions, he's supported civil unions for gays. He has been in favor of cap and trade. Cap and trade seems to be the kind of new litmus test of conservatism. So it's hard to see him winning over primary voters. I think there's something else about Huntsman. He's running as the kind of self-styled thinking man's Republican. I think amongst grassroots of the Republican Party, that comes across as almost offensive.
He doesn't even call himself a conservative.
Self-thinking people?
Yeah, I actually think there's a big market here. I think Matt sort of wrote this. People think that the Tea Party is the entire Republican Party. Yeah. John McCain just won the nomination. There are a lot of moderates out there. There are a lot of independents. In New Hampshire, there will be no Democratic primary, so all the independents are going to vote in the Republican primary.
The thesis of your piece was his theory of the case at the moment is trying to fill a vacuum. In other words, a lot of Republicans unhappy with the choices.
Yeah, and as David says, I reject the view. I have no idea how it's going to turn out or how viable he's going to be, but I reject the view that the Republican Party and its grassroots is so monolithic and unenlightened that nobody can come in and disagree with them on any core issue and have an impact. History proves that's not true. I mean, look, again, not to beat on the same dead horse, but this is about making your case in a sense. I mean, we talk so much about the math and the path and the numbers and how's he going to get there and does he get this constituency or that constituency. He's yet to go out. Tim Pawlenty's yet to go out. Mitt Romney, to a large extent, is yet to go out and go to rooms and tell people compellingly what it is they intend to do for the country. If you have a compelling message, you can get there.
Didn't John need to do that when he announced? If he is going to be coming out as the guy who has the policies and thinking... I'm not sure what John Huntsman stands for.
No, I don't think he did. I mean, it would be better if he did, and I'm not saying he can get there. I have no idea whether he can. But I think if you look back at presidential campaigns, Barack Obama in the summer of 2007 had not figured out exactly what he wanted to say, what his pitch was for president. There's an evolution that goes on with presidential candidates. I think the problem for Huntsman is that he's behind the curve, having been away.
You know what? This is all so silly. It really is. All these people yakking about nothing. How much can change between now and next year? Employment and jobs and the economy. That's number one. And all that stuff up and down like a seesaw. Let's turn our attention to talk host Esme Murphy in Minnesota talking to political analyst Dave Schultz about how Michelle Bachmann and Tim Pawlenty are doing in the polls.
What is your take on how well she's doing?
She's doing exceedingly well. By most accounts, she won the debate, the New Hampshire debate, was last week or 2 weeks ago, and she did something very important for herself. She defined herself more moderate than most people ever thought her would be. Now, she's still conservative, maybe the most conservative group of the people there, but she came across as articulate, as bright, she appealed well, she spoke well, and if you look at the opinion polls for the Republicans, they very much like her, and she's got a high favorable rating. So she did everything she needed to do to introduce herself to a national Republican audience. And as a result now, you know, she's up there in terms of like, you know, okay, Romney's clearly the leader, but she's up there with, you know, with Kane, you know, in terms of, you know, at the top of the pack at this point. So she is clearly pulled away from the bottom where her and Pawlenty were a few weeks ago to where now she's probably in the top, you know, top three or four at this point. And she has an Iowa strategy. Her whole strategy is bent on doing very well in Iowa.
I think she'll do extremely well in Iowa. I've said that all along.
I've been convinced that she walks away with 15% to 20% of the caucus delegates next February, and that puts her in the top two or three clearing out of Iowa, and she's in very good position to move on from there.
How about Governor Pawlenty?
Pawlenty, this is a story of two campaigns, Bachmann going up, Pawlenty's going down. And it's the same thing. If New Hampshire debate defined and helped Bachmann, the New Hampshire debate dramatically hurt Pawlenty in terms of the fact that he was unwilling to take on Romney. I was talking to one of my friends.
It was one question. It was one question that he just completely mishandled.
He mishandled it. And one of my friends, who's a hardcore Republican, he said to me, it's a great analysis. He said, maybe it's unfair. He said, well, if Pawlenty can't stand up to Romney, he can't stand up to Obama. And if he can't stand up to Obama, he can't stand up to Ahmadinejad. It's a long hyperbole, but the point is, he was unwilling. Many people said if he couldn't stand up to Romney, how's he going to take on Obama? And so he hurt himself dramatically. And this is a campaign right now that I think we're going to see some real problems with in a couple of weeks, especially because, and I say that because at the end of this week, we're going to have the end of the second quarter reporting period for presidential candidates, which means sometime in July, early July, we're going to see Michelle Bachmann report how much money she's raised, and it's going to be
a lot.
And how much Tim Pawlenty has raised? Not a lot.
Right.
And that's just going to continue that downward spiral that he's going on right now.
All right, so the money tree, Tim Pawlenty, for example, supplemented a $55,000 buy on cable television with $14,000-some-odd in radio stations in Des Moines and around Iowa. That's aimed, obviously, at helping the straw poll results in August. Money, money, money. Thousands to millions to billions of dollars being raised, many of them by Karl Rove in this super PAC called American Crossroads, there to corrupt the system, just like he's been good at doing pretty much all of his career. 51 past the hour.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. All right, let's see what we have here. We're talking about Tim Pawlenty a little bit, so let's listen to this conversation that Tim Pawlenty had with a radio host named Simon Conway about his attitude toward things.
Are you too nice to become President of the United States?
Look, if you want to just measure people not by their words but by their actions and results, I'll put my record up against anybody's. And on the toughness meter, my goodness, I had the first government shutdown in 150 years in my state. I took spending to historic lows. I set a record for vetoes. I used executive power to take more spending out of the budget my 8 years as governor than the 142 years worth of governors combined. So I always tell people, look, usually when you're in a bar and you see the loudest person shooting their mouth off, that's not evidence of toughness. It's usually an evidence of weakness. That you don't confuse being loud with being tough.
See, everybody I know who's met you, and myself included, by the way, says, this is a really nice guy. This is a guy I'd love to go and have a beer with. Everybody seems that I know who's met you says that about you, and I feel the same way. I'd love to go and have a beer with you. We'll have to do that sometime, by the way, Governor.
I'd love to. I'm not adverse to a beer or two, and I suspect you may have a couple favorites that are not domestic.
Actually, my tastes have changed, but there you go. Would you say it's a crime to be too nice when you're running for president?
Well, look at a model of Ronald Reagan. You know, by all accounts, one of the nicest, most gentle people around, but he was strong. He had strong values, strong convictions, and got strong results. But there's a big difference between in styles. You don't have to be loud to be strong. Look at Jim DeMint. He was a very soft-spoken person. I'm not saying I'm even soft-spoken. But I just think people shouldn't be confused between somebody who is positive or optimistic or decent with being weak. Those two things are not the case. You look at Ronald Reagan, he is just the opposite.
Well, I know this was a week or so ago, but I've got to come to it, really, because you were given a question in that debate regarding Mitt Romney and Romney Care. And he was pretty much stood right next to you, and you didn't take him on. And I'm surprised at that.
Well, yeah, I was asked a direct question. I should have answered it more directly. The thing that preceded that was a woman asking a question up on the screen about health care, so I was trying to get that response to her in as part of the answer. And I was coming around to deal with Romney Care, and John King jumped in. So I should have just simply answered it more directly, and I've acknowledged that, and both leading up to the debate and afterwards have addressed that very directly. And I do think the point was, and could have been stated as this, when you're going to take on President Obama, one of the main issues is going to be health care and Obamacare. You can't prosecute the political case against the president if you're one of the co-conspirators in the charge.
All right. So Tim Pawlenty's not nice. That'll be the match. Let's have a wrestling match between Tim Pawlenty and Michelle Bachmann. What do you think? Sound cool? On Fox, Chris Wallace talked actually to Michelle Bachmann about the perception that many people have, including yours truly, that she's a flake.
You say that people saw in the debate and saw you as a serious person. I don't have to tell you that you have the rap on you here in Washington is that you have a history of questionable statements. Some would say gaffes, ranging from talking about anti-America members of Congress to on this show a couple of months ago when you suggested that NATO airstrikes had killed up to 30,000 civilians. Are you a flake?
Well, I think that would be insulting to say something like that because I'm a serious person.
But you understand when I say that's what the rap on you is.
Well, what I would say is that I am 55 years old. I've been married 33 years. I'm not only a lawyer, I have a postdoctorate degree in federal tax law from William & Mary. I've worked in serious scholarship and in work in the United States Federal Tax Court. My husband and I have raised 5 kids. We've raised 23 foster children. We've applied ourselves to education reform. We started a charter school for at-risk kids. I've also been a state senator and a member of the United States Congress for 5 years. I've been very active in our business as a job creator. I understand job creation, but also I've been leading actively the movement in Washington, D.C. with those who are affiliated with fiscal reform.
Do you, and I think it's important to say that, but do you recognize that now that you're in the spotlight in a way that you weren't before, that you have to be careful and not say what some regard as flaky things?
Well, of course a person has to be careful with statements that they make. I think that's true. And I think now there will be an opportunity to be able to speak fully on the issues. I look forward to that.
I think she's a flake, more than a flake. I think she's just vapid, empty, nothing, zero. So we'll have a chance to talk about that, I'm sure, plenty, as she declares today. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Stephan, here at 59 past the hour on The Countdown.